Let the church say amen. Your grace and mercy is what saw me through. I don't know about you, but one night I was coming home late from the clubs, and I saw two men sitting on the bench. Stop and ask them, what's your name? One say, my name is Grace, and one say, my name is Mercy. Grace say, listen, I'm going to give you a second chance. Mercy say, you got unmerited favor. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Have you ever met him? Do you know what I'm talking about? God is in the blessing business. God is going to give you a second chance, and he's going to give you your unmerited favor, favor that you didn't deserve. Yeah. And he's an on-time God, isn't he? He was on time to give you his grace and to give you his mercy. Oh, you act like you don't know what I'm talking about up here. Listen. My God is a good God. We come up now to the gospel message. We certainly want to keep Brother Top's family. Raise your hand, Leonard. Leonard's aunt passed at one of his other relatives' funeral. And so we certainly want to keep that family in prayer. You know, people are going through a whole lot these days. We just have to be the church. We also come to keep Reverend Curtis lifted up and his wife as he's preaching at a church in Carroll Stream. The church where Phil Wood served, a man that's from Wayside, that's over our day site for the homeless. We just hope that Reverend Curtis will go there and preach the hell out of them. Am I right about it? So we always want to pray for our preachers when they go out to preach, because they're representing People's Community Church. Am I right about it? God is still in the blessing business. We come up now to the gospel message. Would you stand for the reading of our scripture? It has already been read in its entirety, but I just want you to stand this morning, and we're going to repeat our motto. The motto of People's Community Church is to disciple the church. Wait a minute. Let's start over. Y'all ready? The motto of People's Community Church is to disciple the church and the unchurch through biblical preaching, teaching, and outreach ministry that would help to heal the hurting. Amen. You may be seated. No, not yet. Our lesson text this morning comes from the 21st Psalm. 121st Psalm. That's right. Thank you, brother. 121st Psalm. And my key verse this morning will be, key verses will be verses 1 and 2. The 121st Psalm. Verse 1 and 2 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made it heaven and earth. This morning, our thing is going to be just one simple word. Help.
Help.
Help. You may be seated. I don't know how many of you have ever had to cry out for help. But the thorny question remains with all of us, where will your help come from? Some of us have exercised this thing to futility this morning. We have majored in minors trying to seek out the help that we need. And if you live long enough, this question will plague every person that's in my sound of my voice this morning. Where will your help come from? We fail to seek help when we try to do it on our own. That is one of the greatest problems, trying to be self-propelled, trying to be self-reliant, realizing that you need help, but in total denial about seeking that help. And we see that insanity is defined as keep on doing the same things, expecting a different result. It won't work. And we keep on doing that, don't we? But we keep on not trying to seek help. As long as we persist in taking the wrong actions, we're going to get the wrong result. Did y'all get that? as long as we keep on taking the wrong actions, you're going to get the wrong results. Today I would teach that God is our helper and our protector and will keep us safe from all harm. Also, our outline this morning, coming from the 21st Psalm here, it says that in verse 1 and 2, God is our helper. Verses 3 and 4, God is our keeper. Verses 5 and 6, God is our protector. And verse 7 and 8, God is our preserver. When we look at this lesson text this morning, and that scripture that I read in that first verse, it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. As the psalmist coming into Jerusalem, Jerusalem sits on the hill, and there are many hills that surround Jerusalem. But the psalmist said, where I will get my help from, I will look to the hills. But you know, there ain't no help in the hills. He said, I will look to the hills from which cometh my help. You see, the reason the psalmist was saying this, because that was the place where they made sacrifices to Baal and the female goddess Astria. That's where they made these sacrifices to the idols. And the other hill was where Yahweh dwelled. But that was just a hill. But they say, I will look to the hills. How many of us go through life looking for help in all the wrong places? We have a financial problem, and we say, well, I'm going to increase my finances by going to the riverboat. But I just want you to know, the riverboat always wins. I just want you to understand that. They may let you win on Monday, but by Friday, you're out there about to hock your house. Am I right about it? And then I just want you to wake up and write this down, because driving out to Aurora when I was on the board at Wayside, they kept putting up these payday loans and Illinois title loans. And I just wanted to find out why they keep going down New York Street on the way to the riverboat. I wasn't going to the riverboat. I was going to Wayside, because it's right there on the other side of the bridge before you get to the riverboat. Are y'all out there? You've been to Aurora. But I just want you to know, they're on the way. So you got financial problems, you go to payday loan. I just want you to write this down. Payday loan charges 750% interest on an annual basis. If you didn't get that one, Illinois title loans charges 300% interest on an annual basis. Now, if do the math, how you going to solve your financial problems by going to a loan shark? Now, that's what they are. You're looking to your help in all the wrong places. Are you all out there with me? And then the guy say, well, you know, I can't dance so good, but I want to go to the dance. I don't look so good, so I want to go, but I want to go there. He say, you know, but I need something to make me adequate. You got some blunt? You got some reefer? You got some cocaine that's going to make me feel adequate? You got some alcohol? You got something I can drink? Because I just don't feel adequate. I want something that's going to help me to feel adequate. I just stopped by to let you know this morning that drugs and alcohol have a false spirit. They cannot deliver what they promise. You're looking for help in all the wrong places. Some people go for sexual gratification. Some people go for all of these other kinds of things that we try to get help. But the psalmist say, I'm looking up to the hill. Ain't no help in the hill. Are y'all out there? Ain't no help in the hill. You can't come back into this church and when ain't nobody here, but God is in you. This is a building that we dedicate for worship. You can't drive by this building and say, oh, I'm coming over there to the church. The church is you. If you don't show up, we won't have no church. See, we got an identity crisis in America. I walked into 7-Eleven and a man I know was buying a lottery ticket, and he said, oh, Reverend Shannon, I'm buying this ticket, but, you know, I'm going to help the church out. I said, the church don't need that kind of help. God is going to take care of the church. But you see what I'm saying? You know, we're looking for help. Yeah. And all the wrong. And don't, and young lady, stop marrying folks think you going to change them. Many folks are going to the crazy house. And stop marrying folks. And then you come to counseling. And then the first thing they say is, you know, my mama told me not to. Listen to your parents. They got your best interest. Come on now. Are you all out there? Huh? Y'all think I'm going to meddle. But now look to the hills. And then there ain't no help in no hills. Yeah. The answer to that first one is no. And then the second one says, my help. Hallelujah. It says, my help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and who made earth. It says, my help comes from the one that made the hills. My help comes from Yahweh. My help comes from Almighty God. Almighty God is the one that gives me the help. It's not in the alcohol. It's not in the drugs. My help comes from the Lord. I just want you to know, because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. See, I get my strength from knowing that God is going to bless me through my obedience. I get my joy knowing that God is going to have his wrath on those that are in sin. And because I understand that the joy of the Lord, the joy of being in God's will, the joy of being in God's will is my strength. The joy that knowing I'm going to get God's favor. The joy that knowing that God's going to bless me. Because when he blessed me, regardless of what he blessed me with, I'm going to bless somebody else with it. With my time, my talent, and my treasure, I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm going to bless someone whatever God gives me. And that's why the joy of the Lord. See, that joy is a feeling of great happiness. Do you have that joy this morning? Do you have that fear of great happiness? I have that fear of great happiness because I don't look to no hills for which cometh my help. I don't look to no riverboat. I don't look for no big bang lottery ticket. I look for the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And if you don't understand that, Deuteronomy 8:18 said, God has the power to give you wealth. Check it out. God has the power to give you wealth. When you get wealth from God, you don't have to look over your shoulder. When you get wealth from God, God will bless you, and then you will become a blessing to other people when God blesses you, because you cannot get wealth outside of the will of God. I don't know what it would take for people to really understand that. So we go on down in this psalm, and when it says that my help coming from the Lord, we need to understand that. We need to trust that. When you're going through trials and tribulations, you need to understand that your help comes from the Lord. And if that's what we need to pray to, we can pray on the job that the supervisors would get better. We can pray on the job that we'll get a raise. But who we need to pray to is Almighty God, because our help comes from the Lord. See, you show up one day and that supervisor's been moved to Mexico. Come on, am I right about it? See, y'all, your help coming from the Lord. You saw the movie War Room. The lady stopped fussing at her husband and started praying to God to straighten out her marriage. And she started praying to God to straighten out her marriage. And everything fell in order. Her husband had to lose his job, but that was a good thing. Sometimes God has to take some stuff from us, so we can realize that God is in charge. God didn't give you no job to keep you from your family. God didn't give you no job to keep you from coming to church. So many people say, Reverend Shannon, pray that I get a job. We pray that they get a job and we don't see them. God bless them. Not only do we not see them, no more, they don't even put the tithes in the mail. God has blessed them. Now they trying to go on off with God's blessing. And you don't see them again until they need something. They're just like a spare tire. Put it on for a little while. God ain't going to be your spare tire. God ain't going to be your spare tire. And then in verse 3 it says, and he will not suffer thy foot to be moved, but he will keep thee, and he will not slumber. The Lord will protect you. The Lord will make you sure-footed. He will make you sure-footed. Let me just break this sure-footed thing down to you. When my kids were small and young, I used to take them to the daycare center. And Ashley was like a lap baby. And Jared, she's 2 years old, Ashley. And I would have to pick him up. But see my babysitter, she had a long driveway on the side of her house. And they would never keep it shoveled and straight. So when I carried my kids in there, I would have to pick them up in my arm. But I would have to have some boots on because I couldn't fall with my kids. So when I stepped out the car, I had to be sure-footed because I had both of them in my arm. I couldn't fall. I had to protect them because I was the daddy and I had to hold them up. And that's how God is with you. God wants you to be. God is sure-footed with you. He walked you through the valleys and the shadows of death because God is holding you up. God is sure-footed. God is going to hold you up. God is going to not let you get hurt. God is not going to let you get harmed. Sure-footed. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but I had to be sure-footed. Are you out there? Say the Lord is a keeper. And they say the Lord will suffer. The Lord will not let you slip. The Lord will not let you fall. The Lord is a keeper. He will not let you slumber. And then verse 4 it says, but he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Now I want you to know that God is not asleep on the job. You can go to sleep tonight because God said he's going to be up. I want you to understand that. All of that superstitious stuff that you had, you need to realize that. I just want to break this thing down to you. God is going to give you divine protection. The Lord will alter and protect you from his own. He never rests. He never leaves you. God never leaves his post. He never goes over his duty. God is always on duty. God never goes to sleep. God always protect you. God is going to always be your protector because God is always going to be on his post. So at night, all them 3 o'clock hours that you wake up worried, walking back and forth, taking Melanta and doing whatever you try to take to go to sleep, all them sleep aids and all that kind of stuff, God say, go to sleep because I'm up, because I'm not going to go to sleep. God is on his post, and you don't have to worry because God's got your back. God is going to see you through. Weeping is only going to last for a little while through the night, but joy is going to come in the morning. Joy is going to come in the morning. And when we see here, it talks about the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade with thy right hand, and the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. God is going to be your protector. I just got something for the men here. You know, in the Western culture, and I think we kind of lost this, because I see men walking down the street. You know, when a man, I'm talking about a real man, when a real man walks down the street with his wife or his girlfriend, he is always in the way of the traffic. Are you out there? You know, he's in the way of the traffic because he don't want to see no harm come to his lady. But you know, we got men here and a woman. Come on now, men. You are the protector. You always walk in the way of the traffic because you don't want nothing to hit your wife. Am I right about all you good? Are you all out there? Or have we lost that going by the way? I have to tell my daughter, am I right? Wait a minute here. I got to get on this side. Are y'all out there? Men, have we lost that? Oh, they ain't saying nothing to me. Talk back to me. God say, listen. When I'm going to be your shade, I'm going to be your protector. God is letting them know. When that sun shine, he said, when that sun shine, God say, I'm going to be the shade when that sun shine that's going to burn you up. God say, I'm going to put my hand up there, shadow, so the sun won't burn you up. When you walk down the street, I'm going to be the shade for the sun. And he say, also, you know, they talking about that lunar radiate that comes from the moon. They got the word lunatic because they said the lunar rays from the moon shine on people and they went crazy. They became lunatics. So God said, I'm going to protect you from being crazy. I'm going to protect you from being a lunatic. Are y'all with me? Protect you from the shade. Protect you from the moon. I'm going to give you all this protection. And men, don't forget, you got to walk in the way of the traffic. I hope y'all receive that. But then he says, the Lord is thy preserver from evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord is going to keep you from evil. You know, every now and then you're going to see some wicked stuff, but pretty soon you're going to run into evil. But see, God will protect you from evil. He will lead you through the valleys and the shadows of death. God is going to be with you, and he's going to protect you from all that stuff that's evil that's out there in the world that you're going through. Are you out there this morning? If you're going through all of that evil stuff out there, God has got your back. The 37th Psalm say, do not fret because of the evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, because God has said, for thou shalt cut them down like the grass that grows, like the green herb. God said, don't be dismayed when you see the evildoers prosper, but I'm going to cut them down pretty soon. And God tells us in the 23rd Psalm, though you walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I will be with you. God wants you to know that no matter where you go, he's going to be with you. Amen. And don't forget that 24th Psalm. He said, the king of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle is going to protect you. Hallelujah. The Lord is your help. And my last verse says, that eighth verse, the Lord shall preserve thy going out. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and evil forevermore. When you take a trip to an Orthodox Jewish house, they have a cylinder that hangs on their door that's full of parchment. And when the Jew goes out of the door, and written on this cylinder is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 8 through 9. It's written on that cylinder, and it says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all their strength. But when that Jew goes out of that door, he touches that cylinder when he goes out, and he quotes this scripture that I just quoted. He said, the Lord will preserve thy going out. And when he comes back home at night, he touches it again, and he said, the Lord will preserve thy coming in. Hallelujah. But I just want you to know, you may not have to have that cylinder on your door. You may not have to have that parchment that's hanging from your door. But I just want you to know, the Lord will protect your going out, and the Lord will protect you're coming in. The Lord will dispatch his angels. When you pray to the Lord in the morning, he dispatches those angels, and those angels surround you. Hallelujah, church. Those angels will protect you. Those angels will keep you safe. I told you about my story when I had to go to Berwyn every day to meet with this family that was being harassed, black family. But it came out in the paper that in this black Volvo, there was two men, and one stood outside the car and one went in the car. But it wasn't but one of me. But see, God dispatches angels, and the angels will protect you. That God's angels will protect you. That accident that you missed, it just wasn't no happenstance that you missed that accident. I went through a terrible intersection the other day, and about I got up a mile away, they had a bad accident on that intersection. My wife and I was coming from Bolingbrook the other day, and by the time we got back home, there had been a real bad accident on Route 53. We had just gone through there. But I just want you to know, there is no happenstance. I just stopped by this morning with the time that I have to let you know my help, hallelujah, church, my help cometh from the Lord. And I know that God told me long time ago, he said, Shannon, you will live and you will not die. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that God is your protector. And I just want to thank God this morning for his protection. I want to thank him for his provision. I want to thank him for his help. I want to thank him for every time that I needed help, I could turn to God, and God has never failed me. I just want you to know he got 8,000 promises in the Bible, and he can keep every one of them. Hallelujah. How many can you keep? My help don't come from no hill. My help don't come from no lottery ticket. My help don't come from going out to no riverboat. I don't need to borrow money from the payday loan. I just want you to know my help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and who made the earth. Who are you getting your help from this morning? When you get that accident, that report from the doctor. When you get that blue slip, the pink slip from your job.
God gave you that job and he'll give you another job. I just want you to know that God is going to be with you. And we got to learn to trust God. We got to learn to put our hope and our faith in God. We got to trust God with everything that we have. And when you lean heavily on God, God know you trust him. God know you. He'll bless you. He'll keep on blessing you because you've been faithful with what he has given you. But we just stopped by this morning to let you know my help coming from the Lord. Where does your help come from? You can take that rabbit foot out your pocket. It wasn't no good for the rabbit. You can leave that mojo down in Louisiana. It wasn't no good for the Louisiana folk. Are y'all out there with me? God is calling you this morning. Are you out there this morning? Hallelujah. Are you out there this morning? Hallelujah, church. God is calling you this morning. Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. God is calling you this morning. God is calling you this morning.